Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Studies have found that lesbian, gay, bisexual youth are more likely to be bullied. And whether those rates of bullying compare to teens who identify that way or teens who identify as heterosexual, we're talking about that today. My guest is Dr. Joseph Robinson. He's assistant professor in educational psychology at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. So, Dr. Robinson, tell us first about, you did a study about lesbian, gay, bisexual youth and whether or not they're bullied and the impacts of that bullying. So tell us about why you did the study.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Melanie. So we conducted the study because we, simply put, don't have good longitudinal data that follows students annually through and immediately after high school and that addresses issues of bullying and LGB identification. So these data provide a unique opportunity to see how the rates of bullying for LGB-identified youth compared to the rates of bullying for heterosexual-identified youth, and how those rates change as youth age from 13 to 20.
And how did the rates, so first of all, I mean, it would seem obvious to me, but were they bullied more?
Yes. We found that students who identified as lesbian, gay, and bisexual were bullied more often than students who identified as straight.
And is it the same for girls as it is for boys?
That's a complicated pattern that we find. We find that during the high school years, what matters for whether or not who's bullied more is not gender, but lesbian, gay, or bisexual identity. So we found that the odds of being bullied if you're LGB identified are about twice those of the odds of being bullied if you're straight. After high school, though, we see a pattern that differs by which gender we look at. So we see that girls, lesbian and bisexual girls, are bullied only as often as straight-identified girls after high school. However, the rates of bullying increase for gay and bisexual boys relative to their heterosexual peers, such that gay and bisexual boys are bullied about four times as often as straight boys after high school.
Can you stay into your phone, Dr. Robinson? It's just moving back and forth a little now. So as they grow older, people want to know if it gets better for these kids. Speak a little bit about the impact that this bullying has, and is it long-term?
Yes. So first, it does get better. We find that when youth are aged 13 and 14, over half of the lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are report being bullied. However, by the time that they're age 19 and 20, fewer than 10% report being bullied. So as far as absolute levels go, it definitely does get better. In terms of relative rates of bullying, though, it gets better for lesbian and bisexual girls relative to straight girls, but it gets relatively worse for gay and bisexual boys relative to straight boys. But I think a better way of thinking of it is that, yes, it gets better, but it could get even more better.
Well, and I would imagine, you know, we think of college students and people in their 20s as being just okay with it now. It's just accepted. It's just something that doesn't, but, you know, in adolescence, it would seem to be still a little bit, you know, more of that stigma. So what about the impacts? Are they at greater risk of depression, suicide? And then let's talk about what we can do to increase the awareness of acceptance. But does it put them at greater risk for problems, depression?
Yes. In this study, we also looked at how bullying during high school predicts later emotional distress. And by emotional distress, we mean feelings of worthlessness, depression, and happiness. And what we find is that LGB-identified youth have higher levels of emotional distress than do their straight-identified peers after high school. They also have higher levels of emotional distress during high school, and they're also bullied more often during high school. So what we did is we modeled how the bullying during high school and the earlier emotional distress predicts the later emotional distress disparity. And what we see is that bullying and early emotional distress predict about half of the later disparity in emotional distress. So this suggests to us that it is critically important to address bullying during high school and to reduce bullying, and in particular the disproportionate bullying that LGBT-identified youth experience. And it's also important to recognize and reduce the early emotional distress levels of all youth, and again, because LGBT youth have higher levels of early emotional distress, to particularly reduce those levels. And if we did that, then hopefully we could reduce later levels of emotional distress.
So now, if we have the greater awareness of this issue, can we improve the acceptance? What can schools do to create a more supportive environment?
Yeah, this research in particular doesn't address that. However, prior research does find that LGBT-identified youth feel more supported, feel like they're in a better learning environment when there's an anti-bullying policy in place and in the school, and a policy that specifically lists sexual orientation and gender expression as specific areas in the anti-bullying policy. Also, schools that include LGBT issues in the curriculum, such as discussing same-sex attraction and behavior in health classes. Schools that have gay-straight alliances. And also schools where youth can identify one or even better, several teachers who they can turn to and they consider as allies for LGBT youth.
So they definitely need those allies. And, you know, I know that my 12-year-old son is already learning about this. In seventh grade, they're learning about acceptance and if one of your peers is different in that way. And you would never think to bully or make fun of somebody with a disability. But why, if somebody's different in some way, would you then do it that way? So they're learning, you know, sort of acceptance in, you know, many different ways, not only for lesbian, gay, bisexual, but also for obese children and these different things. So your best advice for schools and for parents in dealing with peers around them that, you know, might have this issue?
It would be to not ignore the bullying, to try to inform teachers, to inform an adult when you see the bullying occurring. If schools aren't intervening, then you can take it to a higher level and go to the U.S. Office of Civil Rights. I think a good place to turn for information on what can be done is the website of the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Educators Network. That's GLSEN, GLSEN.org. They have all sorts of information about what can be done.
And give that website again, please, Dr. Robinson.
Sure. It's GLSEN, GLSEN.org.
GLSEN.org, and that's GLSEN. And so parents, you know, these are things that I talk about this with my children. We have gay members of my family, and my son is starting to recognize kids that are a little bit different and know that you don't bully these kids. And if anything, you stand up to the people that are bullying them. And I think as parents, one of the most important things we can do is teach our children acceptance and teach them the ways that they can help other kids to learn acceptance. Not every child is going, and not every parent is going to be that open to accepting these kinds of things, especially when it comes to children and teens. But it's a part of our society now, and it's not something that we can really put aside any longer. It's not something that we can look the other way. And these are our children, and we must protect them. So this is what we're saying, is that acceptance and learning is definitely the way to go. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.